It's a name that's above every other name. Shirley Caesar with a blast from the past. And Jesus, I love calling your name. You will love having to early vote. It's a privilege and it's an honor to be able to do that. You got another 5 days of early voting to do up until the 27th of October. My suggestion is to get yourself a sample ballot and educate yourself on the issues and the candidates. Okay? Get a sample ballot. Know what it is that you're going to be voting for and actually get out and vote. Early voting until October 27th. Of course, the general election is November 3rd. Coming up next is Pastor Michael Grimes and the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll have much more music after that right here on the Wade Hampton Show. Stay close.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Yes, sir.
Want the Lord to be able to say,
Well done.
Yes. My good and faithful servant.
Yes, sir.
We ought to have some servants in the house, don't we?
Yes.
We have some disciples in the house, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Servants and disciples go together like red beans and rice. Like ham hock and collard greens, Pastor.
Yes, sir.
They just go good together.
Yes, sir.
Servants and disciples go good together because they are workers for the kingdom.
Yeah.
And they're all about kingdom building. Kingdom building.
Yes.
Because I believe that we ought to have a local ministry.
Uh-huh.
With a wide world effect.
Yeah.
Kingdom building. And I want the Lord to say, well done, when it's all said and done with me.
Yes, yes, yes.
I want him to just look at me.
Yes, sir.
So you hadn't done everything right.
Yes.
But you ended up well.
Yes, sir.
And I can say, well done. Why do I ride the road like a crazy man?
My.
Chasing behind the word of God.
Yes,
because I've come to the realization that's the only thing that will stand.
Yes, it will.
Somebody know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
only what you do for Christ will last.
Yes.
You can build great cathedrals, large and tall, but only what you do for Christ.
Yes, sir.
Will last.
Yes, sir.
Our text, Pastor, we're privileged to be sitting in the grandstand, watching Jesus at work.
Yes.
Try to paint the picture. We're in the grandstand and we're sitting down looking at Jesus getting ready to go to work.
Right.
Mark is full of Jesus at work. It is in Mark he talks about Jesus as a meteorologist, as a psychologist, as a gynecologist and a pediatrician in Mark.
Yeah.
He talks about Jesus as a neurologist in Mark.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
In Mark, they cut a hole in the top of the roof.
Yes, sir.
Faith, hope, love, and joy. They let the paralytic man down.
Yeah. Yes.
The house was full.
It was.
Jesus went to work. The man whom they laid down on his bed was the man who got up off of his bed,
right,
and began to walk.
Yes, sir.
And God is still in the miracle working business.
Yes, sir. Well, do I know?
Where he is still turning things around.
Yes, sir.
Do I have some help in the house?
Yes, sir.
Has God turned anything around for you lately?
Yes, sir.
Or maybe has he turned anything around for you 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago and you still remember?
Yes.
How God turned it around just for you.
Yes, sir.
You didn't have no money, didn't have any status, but because you loved the Lord.
Yes, sir.
He heard your cry and your despairing groan, and he came and he worked it out just.
Yes, sir.
For you.
Yes, sir.
Mark talks about the Lord working, constrain the brothers, put the apostles, put the disciples on the ship, crossing the Sea of Galilee. He goes to sleep. Satan is awake. I don't believe he ever sleep.
No, no, no.
Storm strike out against the water strike out against the boat, the lightning strike out against the sky, the wind strike out against the boat, and now,
yes, sir,
everybody on board is scared.
Yes, sir.
Run down to the helm of the ship, master, care the night that we perish. Jesus just looks at him. Of course, Jesus just could have rolled over from where he was and said, peace be still.
Yeah, yeah.
But he wanted those on board to see the power of the Lord for themselves.
Yes, sir.
For if you'd have just said, peace be still and laid back down, they wouldn't have had this experience. They would not have known that it was the word of God that calmed the storm.
Yes, sir.
Watch closely here. When storms rage in your life, it's not you that calm the storm.
No, no.
The Lord calms
the storm.
Yeah. Have anybody been in the storm?
Yeah.
I can hear someone say, I've been in the storm too long.
Yeah.
Calling on the Lord. And the one thing about the storms just keep on coming.
Yeah, yeah.
Look like when I come out of one storm, I go into another storm.
Yes,
then when I come out of that storm, then I get into a hurricane. I come out of a hurricane, I go into a cyclone. I come out of a cyclone, I'm into a tornado. I come out of a tornado, I'm going through a thunderstorm. Every time I turn around, I'm going in and out of a storm.
Yeah, talk, talk.
Oh, but I know the man, you know.
Yes, sir.
Who can calm the storm?
Yes, sir.
In your house and in the church house, even in the white house.
Yes.
Do I have some help in the house? God can calm the storm. But I text him, Mark. Is looking at a situation.
All right. All right.
First of all, Jesus has been here before.
Yes.
The man of Gadara, who would cut himself with stone.
Right.
Live in the tomb. Hollow in the night hour.
Right.
People were scared to pass that way because he was called a lunatic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Where we get the word lunia from, which means when the moon shifts.
Yeah.
His demeanor shifts. So they were scared to walk by, and he would holler in the night.
Yeah.
But when he met Jesus, I'm telling you, Jesus has been in this same town before.
Yes, sir.
But when he meets Jesus and Jesus sees the man, but the demon in the man sees Jesus.
All right.
Let's go a little ways here. The demon in the man recognized who Jesus is.
Yes, sir.
And the demon inside the man wants an escape route.
Yes.
And that was some swine over there, y'all. And Jesus allowed the demon to come out of him.
Yes, sir.
And go over into the swine.
Yeah.
2,000.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
2,000. Paul here. 4,000 hands.
Yes, sir. Go there, Reverend.
4,000 Boston butts.
Yes, sir.
2,000 big tails. 16,000 big feet. $35 a swine. About $70,000 of meat.
Dog man.
They leave the man and go into the swine.
Yes. Yes, sir.
And the swine is so dedicated. They said, we'd rather drown.
Yes, sir.
Than have the devil on the inside of us.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Rather do it. Yes, sir.
They'd rather drown themselves.
Yes, sir.
Pastor, when I look at that.
Uh-huh.
Why do we Christians?
Let's see.
Walk in church with part of Satan in us.
Uh-huh.
When even the hog.
Yeah. Don't want no dealings.
Would rather drown themselves.
Yes, sir.
Than live with the devil.
Yes, sir.
I ain't got no help in here. I'm all here by myself here right now. How can we leave your home?
Yes, sir.
God has been good to you. Get to church and start raising hell.
Yes, sir.
Because Satan has gotten inside of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Dog man.
And the swine says, we'd rather die than live with the devil.
Yeah.
I know what you think about that.
Yeah.
So Jesus has been in this town before. And after the swine ran off the cliff, look what happened, y'all.
My, my.
The meat market says he can't come back. The farmer says he can't come back.
Yes, sir.
The village says he can't come back.
Yes, sir.
And if you read the text there, you'll find that the people asked Jesus to leave.
Yeah.
Watch closely. How can you stand before Jesus and then ask Jesus, don't come back to my house? When I need him every hour.
Talk, man.
How can we tell Jesus, don't come back here? Well, but thank God Jesus,
yes, sir,
is not like some of us. See, because some of us would have been asked to get out.